Hello, my name's Joey. I've been coming to Redeemer for a couple of months now. I think I've met most of you, but I'm engaged to James. He gave his testimony here a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to be sharing mine with you today. I work as an occupational therapist in a school, so if you don't know what that is, I can tell you about it another time. So I grew up with other Christians in a church of people who sought to love God and those around them. So at 6 years old, I decided I wanted what they had and gave my life to Jesus. However, in this, I had a mindset that I needed to live all of my life for Jesus without understanding his love and his grace for me. I went through school wanting to stand up for Jesus and not join in with my peers' party lifestyle. Despite this, I found myself growing weaker in these areas as I desperately sought friendships and fulfillment and didn't know God's love for me. In my first year at university, I arrived with a determination to bridge the gap between me and God. I was determined to put my sin behind me and to please God. I thought I could clean up my act, but on my own. But I kept finding myself making decisions that only took me further from God. This left me with feelings of guilt and desperation and emptiness. And it all came to a head when I was asked to be the vice president of the Christian Union I was going to at Oxford Brookes Uni. I couldn't quite believe it. Could the Christians not see the double life that I was living? For several weeks, the decision weighed on my mind as I realized that I wanted to be an example as a CU leader and didn't want my double life to be exposed. After some time, I decided to take on the role, while in the back of my mind, wondering how on earth I was going to figure out my party, self-centered lifestyle with this new role that I was committing to. A few months later, I attended Forum, which is a Christian conference that trains student Christian leaders. And as I went along, I heard talks on grace. I was absolutely blown away. I heard the words, "Christ died for us while we were still sinners." And I was so struck by it that I could only think, that's me. I'm sinful, and here I am trying to clean up my act, but I'm hearing that Jesus has cleaned it up for me. He cleaned up my sin for me when he went to the cross and died for me before I could even mention my sin to him. He made it so that I could know him and his love without my guilt getting in the way. I was ecstatic. He had bridged the gap for me. And as I headed back to uni, I found that I had no desire to go back to the party life that represented my turning my back on God. And I just wanted to share him with others and to live for him. Since then, I've continued to be tempted and I fail, but I've been able to run into God's arms and remember his love and his grace for me. Ultimately, I know that I have peace and security with him. I found working life especially difficult, as I've often felt unconfident and overwhelmed at work. But I know that I've been able to know God carrying me through each day, and he's been able to help me to face challenges that I know that I couldn't have faced alone. And I do continue to battle with managing my stress and anxiety, but I believe that God has grown my trust in him in recent years. And I want him to continue to show me that all that I need is in him. I believe that my soul was searching for satisfaction before I met Jesus. When Jesus met a woman at a water well who was seeking satisfaction, he said these words to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." These words are so full of hope and they're so beyond anything in this world, anything that this world can offer. I'm so grateful that Jesus gives us the same invitation. Thank you for listening.
It'd be lovely for us to pray for Joey, so I'm just going to pray now. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you revealed yourself to Joey through the teaching of others, and thank you that your grace was able to just astound her heart and cause it to change and turn to you. Lord, thank you for the ways that that has sustained her through the challenges of living for you and just the challenges of living this life in this broken world. But Lord, we pray that you continue to sustain her with that truth, that you have bridged the gap, that you have brought her into the presence of God. And I pray that you continue to do that for the rest of her days. Amen.